an American nurse remains in hiding in Nicaragua weeks after the government shut down her health clinic and ordered her deported. Officials accuse 70-year-old Dorothy Granada of aiding anti-government soldiers and performing illegal abortions. Granada and leaders of several non-governmental aid organizations, or NGOs, say the charges are politically motivated. They say Nicaragua's government is worried that the Sandinista Party may be voted back into power next fall. The party's strongest support comes from poor towns and villages in Nicaragua's countryside. NGO leaders see the shutdown of Dorothy Granada's health clinic as an attempt to intimidate the poor and stop grassroots organizations that could help the Sandinistas. NPR's Jerry Hatton reports from Nicaragua.
Modesta Urvina Sanchez is a 38-year-old mother of three. She's given birth to seven children, but four died as babies. Such is the level of poverty and the lack of health care in this remote mountain farm town of Mulukuku, a six-hour drive northeast of Managua. The unemployed Sanchez now suffers from uterine cancer and says Dorothy Granada's health clinic is the only place she can get medicine to ease her pain and control the disease's spread. She's one of 45 local women with malignancies.
With the closing of the clinic, we're going to die. I think about it and get sad. Sometimes thinking about it at night, I can't sleep. For me, the clinic's closure is tough because my medicine has been put on hold.
Dorothy Granada started her clinic in 1990 using small donations from individuals and groups overseas. She wanted to serve the health needs of poor women like Urbina Sanchez, who for cultural and financial reasons won't go to the male-run government clinics. Some local leaders here in this community of 30,000 have alleged that foreign resident Granada has illegally involved herself in politics by refusing to serve non-Sandinistas. Luis Alberto Pichardo, who works in the local mayor's office where the charges first surfaced, says there's more.
Regarding illegal acts, there are only rumors, though who knows? I'm not totally up to speed. But they say they have an armed group and that they're performing abortions, that much I know.
Granada, speaking from a hiding place in Managua, says the claims are false, rumors intentionally planted. She says in her 11 years of practice in Nicaragua, she's never broken the law.
All of this is patently untrue, absolutely untrue. But on the basis of this disinformation, the Ministry of Gobernación issued an order, arrived on my birthday, December 8th at 4 a.m., surrounded my house with 14 heavily armed police to deport me.
Luckily, says Granada, she wasn't home. Since she went into hiding, a Nicaraguan court and the government's own Ombudsman for Human Rights have ruled Granada's deportation order illegal, arguing she was offered no chance to defend herself. An appeals court is expected to give its opinion any day. Like thousands of Americans, Granada came to Nicaragua during the 1980s to protest U.S. backing of the Contra rebels fighting the Sandinista government. The Sandinistas came to power in 1979 after a bloody revolution against longtime dictator Anastasio Somoza. For the next 10 years, they controlled the country, led by Daniel Ortega. In 1990 elections, the Sandinistas lost power and have since failed to regain it. But last November, the Sandinistas staged a strong comeback in local voting, retaking the capital and 12 of the 15 biggest cities across the country. Ana Quiroz, leader of a coalition of 300 NGOs and community groups, says the Sandinistas' success scares President Alemán's right-wing liberal constitutionalist party. She says the current government believes that nonprofit groups like Dorothy Granada's are helping fund Sandinista campaigns.
The attitude of this government has been most of the time very aggressive toward NGOs. And what they had tried to do in several opportunities is to have a showcase. They get one person or one NGO and try to knock this NGO or this organization down.
Quiroz says since Hurricane Mitch devastated Nicaragua in 1998, the government has been fighting to control the $300 million a year in international aid funneled through NGOs. Recently, President Alemán announced that 20 teams of auditors would begin investigating nonprofit activities, a sign of further pressure on such groups. Sandinista leader and former President Daniel Ortega is trying to capitalize on the plight of Granada and the NGOs. While casting his vote in a presidential candidate referendum on Sunday in Managua, he accused President Alemán of shirking his responsibility to the poor.
The government doesn't pay attention to health care. So when a non-government group arrives with a humanitarian goal, like this American, trying to relieve the pain of the country folk, the only thing the government does is try to take away the project, which is a violation of human rights.
Nicaragua's interior minister was unavailable to comment for this report, but NGO leader Ana Quiroz says the government has promised to drop the case if the appeals court rules in Dorothy Granada's favor. Jerry Haddon, NPR News, Managua, Nicaragua.